Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. Now, today's tip, I want to speak to you about the promise of value, your promise of value, and your promise of expectation, which are two things that you want to continue to express in your marketing and your message, because it plays a very important part in helping you continue to build that irresistible factor with your ideal client. Now, if you get your umbrella statement right, and we spoke about your umbrella statement in tip number 15, your umbrella statement, when crafted in the best possible way, should showcase your promise of value and promise of expectation. Your promise of value is exactly that. It's the value you offer, in particular, your knowledge and expertise and how you can help them overcome their current challenge. Your promise of expectation is future pacing. It's what's possible for them if they invest in themselves through investing in your program and saying yes to working with you. So it's the outcomes that are possible and what they can expect to achieve when working with you. Now, one of the techniques that my clients will often hear me say will be always be seeding and leading, always be seeding and leading. And seeding and leading involves strategically sharing what's possible and how it's possible. One of the ways to do this is to introduce an example about how one of your clients, after implementing an insight that you shared, how they were able to generate a result. Now, the result that your client achieved is a promise of expectation as to what is possible. So for today's take action step, I want you to write down in your take action guide what the successes that your current clients have achieved, or maybe some of your former clients have achieved through working with you. And these can be woven into your content to showcase your promise of value and promise of expectation. You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.